If you thought the wait time to see a doctor was getting longer, you're right. A new survey from the Massachusetts Medical Society shows finding an appointment in 6 of 7 specialties is either harder this year or no better than last year. If you're a new patient and want to see a family physician, about half of all practices aren't taking new patients. And if you have a public insurance plan, such as Medicare or Medicaid, you may have even more trouble finding care. For details on the survey, we spoke with the Mass Medical Society's president-elect, Linda Young. Linda, let me ask about the specialist issue first. 43 days to get in with a gastroenterologist for a chronic heartburn, 41 days to see an OBGYN for a routine checkup. That's certainly inconvenient. Could this be posing a problem for the health of the patient?
I think sometimes it can. If a patient called, let's say, for OB and said that they were pregnant, or they were having difficulty, I don't think that that would be anywhere near that kind of a wait.
Let's turn to government health insurance, and let me run off some statistics. You might not get to see a specialist or a family doctor at all. 62% of family medicine docs don't take MassHealth, the program that covers 1 in 5 Massachusetts residents. Even fewer take patients on Commonwealth Care, the state-subsidized insurance plan. Can I assume that this is partly because these programs don't pay doctors as well as private insurers?
I think that is one of the reasons, yes. The reimbursement rates are such that you cannot take on a significant number of these patients in your practice. It's very difficult to keep an office open, to pay your staff what they deserve, and to survive in practice. And that's the biggest issue with reimbursement rates.
Is the pay that different?
It can differ widely, yes. I'm a pediatrician. I do take MassHealth. The difference can be anywhere from 10 to 20% less, sometimes more, than what the private insurers pay for, let's say, a well child visit.
So it can be a real crimp on a per-hour income into a medical practice.
It can, yes.
For several years, we've seen that about half of all family or internal medicine doctors in Massachusetts simply aren't taking new patients. The problem apparently worst in Barnstable and Worcester counties, where less than a third of the family docs are accepting new patients. Why are we stuck with this situation?
It has everything to do with physician shortages in the state, and especially in family practice and internal medicine. It's a critical shortage, and it's been severe for 5 years now.
Any indication it's going to improve?
There are a lot of things going on that will hopefully improve the situation, yes. The medical schools have increased their class size. Especially the state medical school is very much focusing on primary care. That can also lead into debt reduction, which is being looked at on a national level in addition to the state level. So those are two issues, just getting more doctors out there.
The survey comes, and we're having this conversation amid a much larger discussion about how to control rising healthcare spending. How do these findings fit in terms of, for example, do we go to the doctor too much, too often?
I think that the people that we see in our office need to see the physician. A lot of people will think about some of their symptoms, think about what's going on with them, and they get very concerned and worried about it, so it's very appropriate that they do go to see their physician.
Linda Young, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Linda Young is president-elect of the Massachusetts Medical Society. Its latest survey on access to health care is out today.